Students graduating from for-profit schools might be getting some help from the federal government. For-profit colleges have come under fire in recent years for the number of students who end up defaulting on their student loans. Today, the Obama administration tried to crack down on what it says are unfair practices at these schools.
The White House released a new set of rules today that cut federal funding to for-profit programs that leave students with too much debt. The Los Angeles Times reports that 11% of college students are enrolled at these schools, but these same students account for 44% of all student loan defaults. The new rules, which start in July 2015, will track the income of graduates over a three-year period. If students are spending more than 20% of their discretionary income on loan payments, the program they graduated from could lose all federal dollars. For-profit schools rely on federal money for 90% of their funding. Some critics of for-profit schools think the new rules don't go far enough since they only apply to students who graduate from the programs, and most don't. Still, for-profit trade group the Association of Private Colleges and Universities says these rules could hurt low-income students by drying up aid money. A 2011 attempt to regulate the industry was struck down by federal courts. Jonathan Tolliver, Annenberg Radio News.